This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Mohammed Rahim, and I come from Slav, just around the corner from Windsor Castle. I see the Queen every day, near enough when she's taking her corgis out. And the Fleming course I'm doing 6128.
So this is T4TS Radio, and today we're joined by Mohammed. Hi Mohammed, how are you doing?
Not bad, Eric.
Good stuff. So tell us a little bit about you, Mohammed. You had a career before Train for Trade Skills. What was that career like?
The career I have still have it. I'm a self-employed taxi driver.
Right.
And I wanted a bit of change of career. And what should I say? Trade for Trade Skills just came my way. And I thought, why not go for plumbing?
So how did you bump into Train for Trade Skills, if I may ask?
What is, as you know, taxi work is not 100%, in, especially in summer. It gets quiet as everybody wants to walk instead of sitting in the cars. And there's been a lot of advertising by the government, the shortage of electricians, plumbers and builders, especially in building trade. And on my inquiries and trade for trade skill, I got a card through the door and I sent it off. And after a couple of months, I got their rep phoned me up if I'm still interested.
Right.
And from there, I got onto the course. And
perfect. So what made you choose plumbing then?
Plumbing is, I choose it. I thought I found it a bit easier than being an electrician because I thought I might get colorblind looking at the red and black wires.
I know what you mean. But did you have an interest in plumbing before? Or was it just something very new to you?
No, I had interest in before because I used to be a pool setter. But again, as the recession hit us in the midnight 80s and the 90s, early 90s.
Sure.
From there, we went out.
So how are you sort of combining, before you got to the practical training, you were obviously studying at home. How did you combine that with the taxi work?
Combining, I used to have at least 2 days off from taxi work, and I used to sit on the computer and do the essays and read through and do the 3D virtual training.
And how did you find that?
I found it a bit awkward on virtual training because you don't see what's happening actually, what you're doing. It's just the computer saying, right, you got it wrong or right.
Right.
And until I came to Trade for Trade Skills, their own training, practical training center, and I found out, right, this is what has to be done. And the computer's like slightly out because it has a time limit. And when you're doing it on practical.
But did you find that the practice that you were doing at home became sort of, if you like, the reality? It gave you a good kickstart before you got to the center?
Yes, that did actually. It just gave me what I'm doing or which way I'm supposed to go. If I made a mistake on the computer, it said, right, you're making a mistake. But again, it didn't tell you what mistake you made. It said, retry again. This is where you made a mistake.
I'm with you. And but you're definitely a hands-on person, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
How did I guess that? So let's get to hands-on and talk about the practical training. How are you finding it?
I'm finding it great, actually. I'm learning all new skills and the shortcuts, how to do it. On the computer was like, you couldn't do any shortcuts. This way you can say, right, if you made a mistake, you can come up to the tutor and say, how can you do it other way around? They explain you this is what you first went wrong and this is how you're supposed to do it as well.
Right. For you, Mohammed, what's the sort of game plan later on? Are you going to stay with taxi work or what do you plan at the end of the course when you're qualified?
Once I qualified, then it's a big gamble of either go into plumbing completely or do a part-time in summertime. As the weather's nice and warm, just to do a few houses. And in the wintertime, just come back into the taxi work. As you know, nightclubbing is more busy in the Christmas parties and New Year's parties.
Yeah, it keeps you very busy. It keeps you inside in the winter and inside in the summer when it's warm.
Yes.
Perfect combination. Listen, Mohammed, thank you so much for joining us on that. I wish you all the best with the whichever direction you take, and let's hope you do start your own company in the future.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.